mistera adoret te Deus.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Take time now to quiet your heart. Be at peace in the presence of God, knowing that He loves you. Invite the Holy Spirit to enlighten you, so that you may recall with clarity all that happened today. Come, Holy Spirit, come. What did you do today? Who did you see? Does anything stand out? Did you sense God's presence? Go through every moment of the day and recall with gratitude God's many blessings, especially those you may have overlooked or taken for granted. As you continue to review the day, do you recall anything that went wrong? Did you do something you regret? Could you have done something better? Did you treat everyone with love? Did you treat yourself with love? Or did you turn away from God? Acknowledge your shortcomings and ask for God's mercy. Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Now look towards tomorrow with excitement for the opportunities that you have to do better. God's kingdom is built through the small acts of love in our daily lives. Blessed be God that we have another day to build His kingdom. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For He has looked upon His handmaid in her lowliness. For behold, from this day forward, all generations will call me blessed. For the Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is His name. His mercy is from age to age for those who fear Him. He has made known the strength of His arm, and has scattered the proud in their conceit of heart. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has exalted those who are lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and has sent the rich away empty. He has helped His servant Israel, mindful of His mercy, even as He promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his descendants forever. Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in His peace. Now you dismiss your servant in peace, according to your word, O Master. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in the sight of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the nations, and the glory of your people, Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in His peace. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hear us, O Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Eternal God, and deign to send your holy angel from heaven to guard, cherish, protect, visit, and defend all who dwell in this house, through Christ our Lord. Amen. May the all-powerful Lord grant us a restful night and a peaceful death, and may the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping, in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy toward us, and after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary.
Amen.